This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
This is the Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, for April 21st, 2024.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Happy Sunday. I'm glad you're here. I want to give you a few announcements for the community as you gather for worship. The first is we're having coffee hour in the Great Hall, as always, after worship. But we are also beginning a new adult forum today at the 10:10 hour in the parlor. You can check it out here, and it is on love and justice for the planet Earth. And our creation care team has helped to craft this along with Reverend Herschel. So please come and learn about love and justice for planet Earth at 10:10. In the same spirit, next Sunday, April 28th, we'll be having our annual Swap It event here at the church in the parking lot. It's from 10 to 2, so it will cross over with worship time, so you can come right before, right after you worship. And it's in the back parking lot. You can find all of the details on the website for items that you can bring to donate or swap with another friend at church or in the community. And there are also many items for special recycling, things you can't just put in your bin at home. So please look for that list and bring those to church next Sunday. So happy spring cleaning, everyone. On Thursday, May 2nd at 7 p.m., Church of the Redeemer Choir will be joining the choirs from Hyde Park Community United Methodist and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Hyde Park Square for a three-choir festival. Now, I saw many of you there last year, but we're hoping to get a bigger group of Redeemerites to come out and support our choir on Thursday, May 2nd. So I hope I will find you there at St. Mary's. At this time, Reverend Herschel is joining Tim in the chapel for Donuts and Jesus, Children's Chapel, formerly known as Children's Chapel. So if you like donuts or Jesus, you are welcome to go with Herschel and Tim at this time, and you'll find them all in the chapel. If you haven't yet had a chance to download the CORE app, just a reminder to do so. If you need help with that, I'm happy to help you. All of our events upcoming are on there, as well as some really great articles written by Redeemer parishioners in the Did You Know section. So if you're wondering about things going on at the church, the Did You Know stories are exciting ways to find out details about different ministries here. So I hope you'll check it out. And with that, let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God as a new day begins.
Thank you. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what the Lord Jesus Christ says. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of our people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly class. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by whose name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name given among mortals by whom we may be saved." Hear the word of the Lord.
Thank you. reading from the first letter of John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
open our minds, warm our hearts, but also bend our wills, for we seek to hear your word.
Amen.
Amen. My kids have to be at school every day at 7:35 a.m. At first, I didn't mind. I've always been a morning person. At first, they were cute little kindergartners who wore whatever I set out for them. At first, we just accepted this early start time as district edict. So any inclination of rebellion was squashed by the ever-present, well, that's just the way it's always been. But sometimes I find it hard to suppress the voice of my alarm that rings at 6 a.m. saying, "The sun has not yet risen, but it is time for you to get out of bed." Some days I just want to sleep till 8 a.m. and tell them, "Good luck. The bus stop is at the corner of Woodford and Robinson." Last week was a typical one. We got the kids up, and because I am not the perfect parent, I yell from the other room, "What do you want for breakfast? Put on your shoes. Yes, you have to wear a jacket. Is your folder in your book bag?" And despite myself, by some miracle of divine intervention, we got out the door a little early. I drove them to school. The sun was shining. Thank you, God, for spring. We listened to Paul Russell on Spotify and waved to friends who had to walk all the way from home. It was a good morning. After drop-off, as I often do, I called my sister. We talk mostly about nothing in particular. "What's your schedule for the day? Can you believe Mimi did such and such?" You know, normal chit-chat, so that we don't feel like we live so far away from one another. And while coming down the hill into Hyde Park on Ridge, I noticed a car stopped in the middle of the intersection and a man standing at the back of his car. Without thinking it through, I pulled off to the side, saying to my sister, "Hold on, a guy is stuck in the intersection. I'll call you right back." And as I jumped out of my car to see what was going on, I heard her yell through the speakerphone of my car, "It's not safe! Don't be a martyr, Melanie!" The intersection was filled with honking cars. One guy flew around us full speed, and only one other man, a guy driving a semi-truck, got out to help me push this other guy's vehicle to the curb so that everyone else could get back to what they were doing before someone's bad luck completely inconvenienced them. When was it, Lord, that we saw you in need and did not come to your aid? And Jesus answered, "Just as you did not do it for one of your fellow humans in small things, you did not do it for me." The voice of our shepherd, showing up even in small things. I got back in the car, and as promised, I called my sister. "What happened? I'm glad you're alive." I laughed, too. A guy just needed a little push. It wasn't until then that I realized how silly I might have looked pushing a car in my collar, or how annoyed I was that only one other guy got up to help us. While it was happening, there wasn't even a hint of self-reflection. Just impulse, led by what I think was the voice of Jesus. And as my sister rattled off anxious thoughts about all that could have gone wrong, you could have been carjacked. You could have been hit. There could have been some elaborate scheme to kidnap a middle-aged woman in broad daylight. I thought to myself, what's so bad about being a martyr? Isn't that what Jesus wants us to be? Or is it a spectrum? A spectrum between selfless and selfish. If there is a spectrum, what is the middle? What is it called? Is kenosis the goal? Does Jesus want us to be totally empty of ourselves? Or are maybe we too full of ourselves? I seem to remember the Apostle Paul writing something about vanity and haughtiness and pride. If we weren't so selfish, but not quite selfless, would the middle we seek just be ourself? I remember poring over the topic in seminary. Self-care, self-awareness, self-actualization. Who knew that the key to shepherding was self-understanding? I know my own and my own know me, says Jesus. I am the good shepherd. Talk about a guy who knows himself. Is it possible that life is just a great balancing act between self-preservation and self-giving? Is martyrdom really the goal? Or did Jesus do that for us? The good shepherd, of course, lays down his life for the sheep. But we are the sheep. So what is our role? Now, anyone who knows anything about sheep will tell you that they are nothing like cows. While cows can be prodded and pushed and forced to go where you want them to go, sheep are not like that. Sheep need to be led rather than shoved. Sheep are driven by trust, and they will go only where their shepherd has gone before. Sheep follow the one who knows them. And sheep believe that even if they wander off, their shepherd will draw them back to the middle, to the flock, where they are known and loved. Each one of us known by name. Somewhere between martyrdom and superiority is the self. And our task, I believe, is to find that middle ground. The balance between losing ourself and being obsessed with ourself. We have a shepherd who went out of his way to heal and proclaim and welcome. And we have a shepherd who knew in order to do the work, sometimes it's necessary to go off and rest and pray, to be beside still waters and green pastures. We follow Jesus' example and fill our cups so that others may drink. We love ourselves so that we may love others. We forgive our own faults so that we may show compassion. And we find the center because that is where the scattered can gather. Somewhere between martyr and superior is a connectedness. It is a life-changing message, actually, in a society that values individualism and independence. You belong in the center. You belong to the fold. You can know that someone has your back when you feel lonely or separated or hopeless. I hope this is a message that you've heard over and over again at this church. I've heard Phil say it a million times. You are beloved and you are belonging. But Jesus tells us today that there are other sheep out there. Other sheep who need to hear this voice of reassurance and welcome. People need to know that they matter, that their self is loved and honored just as yours is. The week ahead may not require you to give up your whole life, but if you have to push someone's car to the curb, just so they don't feel alone and scared, then get out of your comfortable vehicle of independence and push. Push with all of your might. I think that you'll find that it's the small things in life that remind us who we are. Amen.
As we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, she is worshiped and glorified. She has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, and Kristen, our bishop, and all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in the church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for Nicole Ivy, Ryan Patel, David Schlantz, Julia Heffling, for those who are struggling with mental health concerns, for those who are sick, and those who care for them, for the victims of war in Uganda, Ukraine, Sudan, Palestine, and Israel, and for the unrest in Haiti and throughout the Middle East, for the victims of mass shootings in Washington, D.C., Orlando, Florida, Coldwater, Mississippi, Chicago, Illinois, Wayne, Arkansas, Albany, Georgia, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Dallas, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, Nashville, Tennessee, Richmond, Virginia, Clinton, North Carolina, Bronx, New York. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, including the birth of Liza Louise Swery, daughter of Curtly and Alex, granddaughter of Lee and Heather. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
And put their trust in you. Almighty God, hear the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. 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 The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace with you.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Mark, in the name of God and on behalf of this congregation, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Go in peace. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now live without fear. God, your Creator, has made you holy, will always protect you, and loves you as a mother and as a shepherd of his sheep. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.